Well, good morning, Audio Boo. It's Agent Turbo Stream here. So I called into Newport on my way home from Wales. So I'm sitting next to the Newport Transporter Bridge, which is very similar to the one in Middlesbrough. I'm just watching the cradle come across river. It's like a blue platform with a little wheelhouse, and he's just coming across the River Usk. Not sure how many cars, it's not that big. Quite amazing feat of engineering. Just now swinging into the on this side of the river. Next we're quite a busy road on the outskirts of Newport. Coming into dock. I might go and ask him how much it is. Can I do a return trip?
Come on, brother. Jump aboard. Welcome aboard, son.
Do you mind if I do a recording?
No, of course I don't mind. That's an interesting looking contraption.
It is. It's called a Zoom.
Wow.
What is it?
Is it just a record? No video? Just
no,
recording.
Just audio.
So you're just recording sounds, are you?
Yeah, soundscapes.
That's super. Amazing. The Zoom, I've heard of the Zoom. They do digital effects for guitars.
Yeah,
pretty cool as well, they were.
For a site called Audio Boo. I thought I'd record the sounds.
What will you do with the sounds when you've recorded them?
On the internet.
Well, give me an email address and I'll have a look at that. That'd be good. Interesting.
Yeah.
Where can I buy a contraption like that? Would I be able to like record vibes if I'm making a song about a guitar? Vibe catching, you know?
Yeah. Apple in
like fishing.
Yeah.
How much are they?
Amazon, £120.
And what's the quality like?
Superb.
Is it really superb?
Yeah.
Is it like top quality?
Yeah.
Can you use this just as a microphone, say, in a studio without having to use that?
Yeah, I think so. You can connect it on the side. I'll just use it as a handheld recorder.
I've got to get one of those. So it'd be like a condenser mic then, powered.
Yeah.
I'll have to get one of those.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that's really cool. Hey, I'm glad. I'm going to get a pen now, right? Let me get you a ticket first.
Okay.
I'll get you a pen. You know, as I'm talking to you now, I feel like those... remember that Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah.
When they would, like, get sound bites and then they would do the animation to the sound bites? I saw this one where they had these two old ladies, and one of them was kind of a bit hard of hearing. So the one lady says to the other, well, what do you think about the speed cameras then? And the old lady turns around and goes, cucumbers? Cucumbers? Did he say cucumbers? And the other one was like, a man bumps into a woman, he's walking past, he goes, oh, sorry, flower. And the lady says, what did he say to you? He called you cauliflower.
Hold on, I got to give this man a ticket. He wants it there and back.
You'll throw them down to you now.
Oh, I got him here. Sorry, what am I doing?
Yeah, I know. I'm spaced out now. I got captivated by that contraption he's carrying.
Thank you very much.
Ticket, sir.
Thank you.
And there's your ticket back.
Thank you very much.
I got something to give you anyway, free. There's a little project I was involved in a couple of years ago. I'm going to get the gates and I'll come back and tell you a little bit more about it. Here we go, across the water on the Newport Bridge Transporter.
Excellent.
I was going to say, this CD I gave you was a bit of a project we were involved in. I was played in a band for many years. So I enjoyed, fulfilled my ego and everything, and did all the things I wanted to do. And then we had an idea of this guy called Sam Pomam came to save Cardiff City Football Club. And he was like the real saviour of the day. He put money in everything. In the end, I think he ripped them off. But for the first couple of years, it was cool because he put a lot of money in and he managed to oomph themselves up a bit. So we wrote a song celebrating Sam Hammam. And we did 16,000 copies. Took 15,000 down to Cardiff City in Indian Park. Sold them all to the fan bases and put the other 1,000 in and around the shops. Well, this is... That was left over of a box of 25, which I found in the attic last week. So you probably have heard the song. They played it on the radio quite a lot. But I'm giving it to you because I've got 25 left-ish. I've been giving them to people on the bridge. And
well, I wanted to record things called audio booze. So I could play a couple of tracks if you don't mind.
You're welcome to do whatever you want with it. It'd be great if you could because it's lost its limelight at the moment. And I've retired now. I kind of do this and enjoy this more. But I still play the guitar a little bit, around the house. I've got a little recording studio up in the attic where I kind of do all the drums and keyboards and playing. I take all my old songs that I used to like from the 50s and 60s and turn them into instrumentals where I would play the melody, a bit like Hank Marvin. Only I don't sound anything like Hank Marvin. I take an old rock and roll song that I'd like, say, for instance, Brown Eyed Handsome Man, the Buddy Holly song. And I take the singing from it, I would do my own backing, and then play the lead guitar instead of the melody, and I would do something like that. I'm going to get your email address now, or your website, or whatever. I'll vibe up with you on the internet, and when I'm making a CD for the lady called Princess Anne, we call her Princess Anne, she works over in the visitor centre, promised to make her a CD, it'll be about 20 songs on there. And I'll double copy it, so I'll send one to you, you can have a little listen as well, because I haven't got no one to play them to. I just want to do
This site is called audioboo.fm.
Let me give me a pen.
I'm just going to the... Pardon?
Is it your site?
No, it's run by a big company. So we're just coming to the dock. On the other side of the river.
If you went home, listened to that in the night when there was nothing around, you would hear a lot more than what you're hearing now. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. What is it? It's called www. Dot.
This card was given to us incidentally by the film crew that came on here to do a documentary. And he sent us this and brought us some beers. Sorry, we just missed you. We were thinking of coming
back,
but then we saw this chappy on the other side.
So we just
landed
at the dock.
So come aboard.
Excuse me.
On the other side.
If you go up onto that balcony, put the mic on by the window, when we drive over, you'll get all the sound of the drum and the cable.
Oh yeah, it'd be good, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That'd be good. You are, son. Why don't you come by there for me?
There you go.
Give me that. I'll see you later. Yeah, it's interesting now meeting somebody who deals only in sound because everyone's with their video camera nowadays. Yeah, if you played this tonight at home, you would hear so much. You'd think there's nothing going on at the moment, but you'd hear so much.
There we go.
I'll take this as well.
Yeah.
so that I can find out more about it and see if I can use it as a microphone.
Yeah.
If it's a condenser microphone, it'll be powered, and that'll be what I'm looking for to record acoustic guitar.
Yeah. This is called a Zoom.
Yeah.
H2N.
H2N.
Handy recorder. They do three or four models.
Are you from Birmingham or Liverpool?
Yeah, Birmingham, yeah.
Nice. I love the sound of that. Yeah. Liverpool, Birmingham, Wolverhampton, love the sound
of that. Well, that's the main site, audioboo.fm.
Audioboo, yeah.
And then that's me, called TurboStream.
Turbo what?
TurboStream.
Stream?
Yeah.
I can't see that. It looks like a H header, so if I just go stream.
Yeah. It's more better also.
Is that an A or an E?
I.
A. Stream. I've got to put a .com at the end of that, have I?
No, no.
And that's it, really?
I'll get you. I'll get you.
And then will I be able to get your email address on there? So I can send you a CD?
Well, you can send me messages and stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And you can set your own account up, and you can record your songs on there and play them to all sorts of people.
Oh.
People all around the world listen to me and communicate and send messages. And
is it that popular?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that could be handy for me because at the moment it's just a bit of fun and a project, but it could take off, couldn't it?
Well, people play music. There's a chap in Canada.
I could get famous.
You could do.
Yeah, I could buy the bridge, get Tommy working on it.
Yeah. You could do.
We could have, he'd have a pole dancing. Tommy would have pole dancers everywhere, like lit up in the middle of the night, flashing lights all over you, but.
Yeah, then you'll come back and take me back.
Go over and come back and get you,
then. Okay.
Yeah, otherwise it...
Yeah?
Yeah, you need to be up here to record.
Just up those stairs,
yeah, we need to be moving for it to be moving.
Okay.
So just up them stairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you in a minute.
Stay safe.
So just that was quite exciting. Been given a CD. My Welsh chap. So we're now just going up some stairs to catch the sounds of the motors. Stairs quite high up there, so I've got a good view. Oh, we can hear the motors. That was the sound of the motors. I've just put the Zoom against the window. There's a big wheelhouse with a massive big drum with a cable. So now it's standing right under the two of the archways. Thank you. What a fantastic piece of engineering. So each side is on four big stone small pillars. And then we've got massive framework. I feel giddy just looking at the height of it. What a fantastic piece of engineering. So we're going to go back down the stairs. I might be picked up. So back out through a big metal door. Gotta be careful I don't go my length. I'm not sure they'll end the public allowed to go by here, but there we go. I thought there's a dog kennel just to see the side of the bridge. So we'll stick you on pause. And I'll be right to be picked up. We'll just go and have a look at the sign. It's going to turn out to be a bit long boo, this one. I wasn't quite expecting to interview somebody. So we've got a little sign, Transporter Bridges of the World. Year built, 1906, Newport, still working. 1911, Middlesbrough, still working. So this is older than the one in Middlesbrough. How interesting. Yeah, very similar in design. So stick on pause until we get back on the bridge. So we're about to board the Transporter Bridge, the return crossing. Just comes into dock. Car coming off the ferry.
All aboard. I'm being a big man and I mean it, mate. I'm all the best checking, but I'll be back in a minute.
Are you coming aboard?
No, no.
Still rolling.
Yeah. Still going.
clear, good to go. Did I charge you the return ticket?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Your one way, yeah? Where have you been? You never drove from Germany on your bike. He just drove from Germany on his bike.
Really?
Can't believe it.
It's a good bike.
You meet some brave characters. You must be hungry.
Oh, sometimes I am.
Hey, if you wanted to get something to eat, there's a cafe there where the clock tower is.
Yeah.
The cafe there, you get a cup of tea, a sandwich.
Yeah, but actually, I want to eat at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You're a disciplined dude.
Yeah. Very disciplined. Do you travel through the night as well?
No.
You camping out?
Yeah.
But you stay nice and cozy, yeah?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Your English is very good.
Thank you.
So when are you going to go back home to Germany?
Well, I'll work.
Get some money. It's a very interesting bike, a crazy bike and a crazy ferry.
How old is it?
It's 107 or 108 years old. I think it's actually 108 years old.
Wow.
It was, they started getting it together in 1902 and it was up and running in 1906. Yeah, and there's only been a few alterations. Anything that you can see that's welded is obviously an alteration, but most of it is in its original state.
Uh-huh.
Riveted and bolted.
And is it still do you still yeah, that's fine.
This is my German friend I met on the Newport Transporter Bridge in Wales, Newport. And
a very crazy ferry.
Yeah, he's shown me his crazy bike and we've given him a ride on our crazy ferry. We're just about to come ashore now, so my duty is calling. I'm the gatesman.
And this Captain is the crazy ferryman.
Yeah, this is, in case you didn't know who was talking, here is a picture to the face. Okay, now my duty calls. So,
and what is your name?
My name is Captain Allen.
Hi, my name is Ben. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Give my regards to Germany.
Yeah.
This is my job.
CD, yeah, thank you.
I'm going to give this chap a CD. Now, I don't know whether they're going to be able to put this anywhere. This is an old CD we've been involved in a project. Sold 15,000 copies. I've got 25 left. I'm giving one for you.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
What was your name?
Adrian.
Adrian.
My name is. I spotted you on Twitter.
Alan Hall, I am.
Alan Hall.
Captain Alan Hall, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I really enjoyed that. It was excellent.
I got to get this car on for a moment, too.
Okay. Thank you very much. You're a cool guy.
Enjoy your trip.
I'm doing my job.
Bye-bye. Right up the front in the middle, please, sir. Your name was Adrian, yeah?
Adrian, yeah.
Okay, and what did you say then about Twitter?
I've just followed you on Twitter.
You followed me?
On Twitter. I've followed the bridge. Are you,
I see what you mean, yeah. Okay, because I know that I'm not on Twitter personally, nor Facebook. I don't kind of do that.
But the bridges?
The bridges, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to the Twitter site and followed the bridge, because I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
I know all about the bridge anyway. But I'm certainly interested in this thing, the device you've got. I'm going to follow that up, definitely. And I will look at that website
And I'd be very interested to see and to hear snippets of today. What will you call that snippet so I can try and find it?
Well, if you go to audioboo.fm/turbostream, you'll see. I'll call it something like Newport Transporter Bridge.
Okay. You won't be putting the whole entire soundtrack on, though, will you?
Yeah, but probably about 20, 30 minutes.
And people will sit down and listen to that, will they, in their living room?
Yeah.
That's really unusual.
Yeah.
Hey, people, if you're listening to this in your living room, you've got my respect. This is live and direct from Captain Alan at the Transporter Bridge in Newport. I hope you're having fun, and perhaps you could go and make a cup of tea, have a drink, put the baby to bed, and just chill out and listen to this voice of Captain Alan while you're cruising on your internet. Yes, thank you very much. I think I'm all spoken out here now. I've got to get back to my duties, and I'll certainly look for that, and I'll be interested in hearing my voice. It's almost like a little
Glorious sounds, two-channel sounds
stereo.
If I can get the words out.
It's fantastic, really super. I'm glad to have met you. I'm really double glad to have seen this device. I think
excellent.
It could be a good asset in my life. Where are you going now?
I'm going back to Birmingham now.
Well, all the best, and have a good journey.
And you?
Take care.
Bye. Well, that was exciting and interesting. So we just had a return trip over the bridge with Captain Alan. So we're back in the car, so I'll wrap that up. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next boom.